It's been 10 years since the state of New York passed some of the toughest smoking laws in the country, snuffing out the practice inside many buildings, including restaurants, businesses, and schools. A decade later, the American Lung Association says the Clean Indoor Air Act has been influential in helping New Yorkers stay healthier.
The New York State Department of Health just put out data, and obviously it takes a long time to analyze everything, but they saw that in the 3 years after this law went into effect, heart attacks dropped by 15%, directly attributable to this law.
That was Michael Seelback with the American Lung Association of the Northeast. He says New York's Clean Indoor Air Act has been replicated in many states and around the world, but admits there is still more the law can do. Seelback says Governor Andrew Cuomo is considering signing into law a measure making hospitals and hospital grounds smoke-free, while another provision that bans smoking in some New York State parks is in effect this summer. Last year, the move to ban smoking in parks brought the ire of smokers' advocacy groups who sued the State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. But even with the act in place, Seelback noted that lung cancer remains the number one cancer killer for both men and women in New York, with 25,000 New Yorkers dying from the disease this year alone.